The Uncle Different Show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Put that thing on me, my baby. No diga más nada. Once you stop, it's gonna be crazy. No te vayas. Be right here with me, my baby. Quiere gozar. Come with me, mami, don't play it.
¿Dónde están las mujeres solteras? Que no necesitan permiso si pa' afuera. Que se cuidan, que no vengan y la hieran. Fácil no son, no se van con cualquiera.
Sentir tu piel y tu beso dulce como la miel. No voy a ser como tu futuro es. Tranquila, mami, dale. Tranquila, dale, dale.
Back it up, back it up. Put that thing on me, my baby. Back it up, back it up. I like how you put it on me.
Different, they are different, all kind of different, but the same, you see it, Notch.
Yo, 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 tonight's going to be a great night. This is your world uncle, Uncle Different. We have a special guest here tonight, Diamond Denali, will be here with us tonight in the building. Okay, but before we get into her, okay, we have a couple of good things coming up. We got Carlito Black, December 24, Santa Claus is coming to town. Okay, that's another great artist that we have here at For the Record Radio. We've been promoting him for a little while. We also have Suave kicking off in 2024. Just last weekend, we were just playing Suave all night. But tonight, it's about Diamond Denali. Okay, so let's welcome Diamond Denali into the building. Diamond, are you on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Why don't you introduce yourself? Let them know where you're from and what you do.
My name is Diamond Denali. I'm from upstate New York. I am a singer and a rapper.
Ooh, you You heard that, everybody. Do you do any writing? Do you write your own music?
Yeah, I write everything that I put out.
That's what I'm talking about. You write everything. You sing everything on your own. I know you have a couple of collabs also. You got some beautiful music. And
we want the world to
hear it tonight, you know. So we're going to be playing a lot of your songs tonight, you know. Now, where are your roots from?
My roots?
Yes.
So I am Guyanese and Chinese. And then,
wow.
You know, I'm side. She's mixed, so... I have a lot of different cultures that I grew up around that have really, you know, shaped me into who I am today.
Oh, okay, okay. So that means you've been around a lot of reggae, dance hall, and also tembong, you know. And hey, that song that we just started the show with, that was Notch, and that was Dale Patra. He's one of the artists that I walk with, you know. He's awesome. And
yeah,
I let him hear
you.
Yeah, I let him hear you, and he was like, "Wow!" And the first thing he said, to be honest with you, the first thing he said, "Yo, she sounds Guyanese." I said, "How does a Guyanese sound?" He goes, "No, it's just the way, you know, her voice is through the music." He's very good. He's very good with his ears when it comes to music, you know. And he put it very close here. He goes, she has to have some kind of Caribbean, you know. And I said, well, I don't know much about her yet. I'm going to have an interview. So I believe he should be on the radio tonight listening into the show. And he'll hit me up if he is, because he was very interested in listening to your voice. I let him hear a couple of songs here and there. He was like, man, they're all great. I said, I felt the same way. I felt the same way. And I told him, how long you been doing music again?
So, I mean, I've been singing my whole life, but I started putting music out like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's a nice little period of time to put out, you know, what you have. You sound like you actually out there already. And if you're not out there already, you should be out there already, you know.
I'm trying.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to try too hard, because I'm already blowing you up from last week talking about that you're gonna be out there and you're going to blow up for 2024, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to push your music. I'm going to make sure your name is mentioned in every show that we have 7 days a week. And I think I'm going to be promoting you next year for January and give you a whole month of promotion of your music. Because I love it.
Wow,
I love it.
I would really appreciate that.
Of course. I mean, I'm going to try to push you on every social media that we have here at For the Record Radio. You were actually, and you didn't even know this, but you were actually chosen from 2 weeks ago. I was like, listen, that's my third artist. I have Carlito Black. I have Suavo from Minnesota. He's actually from Memphis. You know, Carlito Black is from Brooklyn. Carlito Black is from Brooklyn. I believe you have met him before.
Yeah, I have him on Instagram too.
Yeah, he's another great artist that I'm going to be pushing for 2024. All three of you are going to be pushed the whole month of January, Monday through Monday. Every show
That's
is going
dope.
To be playing. Yeah, it's going to be playing your music. I chose you three. You was the last, the chosen one. I was looking for that third one, and...
Ta-da.
You show up. You show up. And I was like, that's what I've been looking for. That's the third one. That's it. And I'm talking to Flock, and I'm saying, hey, yo, Flock. He goes, hey, take it easy. You're getting too excited. I said, man, she is great. She is awesome. She's beautiful. She's young. She looks like she's a strong person. You know, I would hate for this to go unseen or even unheard, okay, because you have some good talent. And through every song that I listened to, it was awesome. I mean, I can't deny it. I'm not going to hide it. Here at For the Record Radio, we tell it like it is. You know, I mean, like I said, Carlito Black is great. Coming out of Brooklyn, I'm from New York myself. You know, you from upstate New York, and Swallows from Memphis. you know, and all three of you were my top. There were other artists, and I mean, they good, you know, they good, but this, I could only pick three. Black Ozzy wasn't going to let me pick too many.
Appreciate being a part of that three, for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. And we appreciate you here for the Record Radio. We appreciate good music, good talent. We appreciate that here. We love to promote it, you know. And you three are going to be the ones that are going to start off 2024 for us, you know. And,
that's amazing.
You know, I want to know if you know this next song that I'm going to play, and then I'm going to stop it, ask you a couple of questions, and then we're going to play it. Okay?
Okay.
Fly.
All right.
Let's spin that. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Let us know the name of it. Okay.
The name of the song is 1211.
That's a great that's a great song. That was one of my picks. Okay.
Thank you.
So we're gonna play we're gonna play that right now. We're gonna come right back to you. Okay.
All right.
I want the world to hear this right now. Yeah, you heard it here, Diamond Denali, okay? That was 1211. That's an awesome song. And let me tell you,
you
have a lot of people listening in right now, you know. I mean, if you don't mind, do you actually, how old are you?
I am 23.
Ooh, okay. You're young. That's what I'm talking about. You're young, you're strong, you're going to, you know, you're going to push it until you make it. And like I said, 2024 is going to be an awesome year for you. I know it is. It's going to be an awesome year for everybody, but especially for you. I mean, you've been doing it for 4 or 5 years. I could see, like I told Carlito Black and Suave, I could see myself backstage, on the stage, just applauding you because you are awesome. I can't say anything else about it. I mean, you're every song that you have, that I have now, okay, and I know I'm going to have more later on in the future, okay, because you will always be played here at For the Record Radio, you know. It won't be no other right now.
Yeah.
No other, you know. So we have plenty of music to play. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm having a little difficulty here. Ooh, I just dropped here. Yeah. So, all right. So, what do you plan for the future? Where do you see yourself in the near future with the music?
I'm really hoping to do some more traveling. In terms of performing, I would really like to, you know, go to some different areas and do some more shows. That's really my goal for the future.
All right. What countries would you like to go to?
The first country I would really like to go to is the UK.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the UK. That's beautiful. I'm always there. Every year
I
go there, at least twice or three times.
So good. I'm sorry?
Right. No, I say I'm out there usually, you know, twice a year in the UK.
Yeah.
Because I travel with a lot of artists, so that's one of our stops is the UK. And the UK is cold, but it's beautiful. You know, and the shows that are kept there are nice, they're big. For your type of music, okay, and plus you do rap.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, a lot of artists travel out to the UK to put their music out. Because they listen to everything there. They listen to everything. They listen to R&B, hip-hop. A lot of the reggae and dancehall gets played a lot over there. You know, anything with Afrobeats, it's like an awesome thing for them there. You know, they love the Afrobeats. You know, and people who don't know about the music and all that, they go there and they're like, how can I play my music here? And believe it or not, it gets heard. It gets heard all over the UK.
Yeah.
And they push it. They push it. The DJs there push your music, especially if you're good. You know, they play your music. Where else would you like to go?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Well, you could pick three countries. You already picked the UK. We're going to shorten it up there. I'll give you two more countries that you would love to go and perform.
You kind of put me on the spot.
It's okay. We'll come back to that question. We'll come back to that question later. Okay? We'll come back to that later. One big thing that I always keep in my show is food. Okay? Because artists, when they travel, you know, I always bring that up. You know, it might be old to a lot of people. To me, it's always new because I'm always dealing with a new artist, you know. So besides, you know, your regular Guyanese dish that you would eat, if you wanted to eat something and it came from a certain country, where would you like to go and eat that certain dish? And what would be the dish?
To be honest, I've always wanted to try, like, real, authentic Italian pasta. Like, I would love to go to Italy and sit down at an authentic restaurant and really try some good pasta.
You know what's funny? Every artist that I have interviewed and asked them, pasta's a real big thing. They always want pasta.
So
I'm like, I mean, you can't pick anything else. That's like me saying, hey, I want to go here. I want to eat is fried chicken. That's my favorite dish, fried chicken. I'm going to eat some fried chicken and red snapper, you know. I have traveled around the world with different artists. And mm-hmm. with one particular artist, I've traveled, I have hit all four corners of the world. And we always pick a certain dish of that country to taste.
Okay.
And I have not been disappointed with any of the dishes that I have ate. You know, we're talking about going to Japan. You know, I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx. So every corner has a Chinese restaurant or a Japanese restaurant somewhere underneath the L. But nothing
yeah.
like eating something from that particular country. You know. And performing and saying, hey, you know, I never ate this, but I'll give that a try. One of the biggest plates was ceviche. You know, I eat ceviche when I go to Colombia. I eat ceviche when I go to Ecuador because everybody makes it different. So I have chosen that plate
mm-hmm.
to actually try everywhere I go to see who makes it and how they make it, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah, but most artists, they eat studio time, they eat music time, and they'll hurry up and go get a bag of potato chips and something to drink or something and just continue with their music. They don't have time to sit down and get these dishes. That's why I always ask, because
yeah.
the artists that I have traveled with never have time to eat that special dish because they too busy getting their music together to start their show, which is a big thing. It's
yeah.
a great thing, you know. They need that little meditation time before they go on a stage, you know. If there was one big okay. stage that you would love to be on, which one would that be? Well, I'll give you a little help. A lot of people talk about Madison Square Garden. Being Madison Square Garden. I'm thinking of putting you in a stadium. You know, putting you on a stage on a stadium. Hello?
I've never even really, I'm going to be honest with you. I never even really thought that big before.
Listen, if you're going to dream with the voice that you have, if you're going to dream, you must dream big. Okay, my mother always used to tell me, hey, if you're going to lay down and dream, dream real big. Don't dream halfway or dream small. You're an awesome artist, and I can see you in all major platforms and all major stages performing and everybody going crazy, lifting up their lighters or their phone and waving them back and forth. Because just as good as you sound in your R&B music, you also, as singing, also as a rapper, you're awesome.
Thank you.
You are awesome. And I have interviewed, to me, this is a real big thing. I have interviewed other rap female artists. Not that they weren't good. They were good. I'm really hard with it because, like I tell every artist, I grew up with the hip-hop. I worked with the hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
and then when I moved away and I went into, when I got embraced by the Caribbean, it was a whole different ballgame. A whole different ballgame. And I have heard Jamaicans rap. I have heard Guyanese rap. I have heard Bohemians rap. And it's different than the American rap, you know, because they put
yeah.
a little twist to it, you know. But when I got embraced by the Caribbeans, it was a whole day. I was able to lend an ear to hip-hop and rap and actually see the difference. I didn't pay attention to it before.
Yeah.
You know, but when I got really deep into the music in reggae and dancehall, that's when I started paying a little bit more attention to the hip-hop and rap and seeing how they could collab with the Caribbean, and it would
yeah.
be great. You know, it's like an awesome collab, you know. And you could go either way. That's what I like about your voice, that you could go either way. You're like, okay, you know what, just you sound like you, the type that'll say, all right, just throw me a beat. I'll make something of it. Believe me when I tell you. Just throw me a beat, and I'll sing to it.
Yeah, I mean,
or I'll rap
for the most part, it's like whenever, most of the time when I'm, you know, trying to write a song, it's usually something I'll listen to, I'll catch it. It doesn't really, you know, matter if it's something that's something I usually do, like a certain type of genre. It's more like if I vibe with it, you know, I can do something with it.
Right. All right, so you know what? We're going to throw another one of your songs on, and we're going to come back to you and ask you some more questions, okay?
Okay,
right, so we're gonna we're going to jump into another song, and then I'm going to have you tell me what song it was. All right? Okay, here we go. Plop. Kick that.
Tried to be the one for you. It's obvious you didn't want me to. So what am I supposed to do? Just sit around and be your bitch. I didn't say I had to have the best, but damn, you failed like every single test. You got a way of being like the rest. This is it. I guess it didn't work out. You're gonna be really hurt now. I took my love and clocked. What you get, I guess you really gotta step up. I hope you're happy with the next one. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. I gave my love, you couldn't take it. You better miss me with that fake shit. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. Deserve better. Spent a lot of time sitting in my room. I had this feeling in my gut, but I didn't wanna assume. You had my heart, I was really over the moon. But you started playing games, you forgot that I wasn't tuned. You play both sides, so I knew that it was over. You got two lives, I ain't looking over my shoulder. My love's a drug, you have no choice but to get sober. And when you start to miss me, don't come looking around for closure. I guess you really gotta step up. I hope you're happy with the next one. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. I gave my love, you couldn't take it. You better miss me with that fake shit. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. I guess you really gotta step up. I hope you're happy with the next one. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. I gave my love, you couldn't take it. You better miss me with that fake shit. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. You deserve better.
Listeners, listeners, call in 929-477-2425 if you want to speak to Diamond Denali. Ask her any questions, call. It's 929-477-2425. Diamond,
yeah.
That song, what was you going through, or what was you thinking about when you wrote that song Better?
So when I wrote Better, I was going through a tough time. I was actually in a situation, and I was dealing with someone, and I had found out that basically they were not being faithful. So I took myself out of the equation. It was like more than one person, and, you know, I removed myself because, you know, it's like my mindset was like, you know, if you feel like you can find better, then go ahead. Don't let me stop you, because at the end of the day, like, I know my worth, and I'm not going to let anybody make me feel less than just because, you know, they want to go and try and find more.
See, like I said, you're strong. You're very strong. So you're going to do, you're just going to move on. You don't have time to stop and stay behind.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's being real. That's being real. You know, and as long as you stay like that, you will be great for the rest of your lifetime. And that was a song that was a nice song. You know, most
Thank
artists
you.
When they go through something, they put out their best because the studio is their friend. You
Thank
know that was great. Now, the first one that we played, the first song that we played,
mm-hmm.
that was just a song that you just wrote and put together, or you also, you know, most of your songs you just from your inside, from your heart, you just let it out.
So some of my songs come from, you know, just whatever comes to my head when I'm writing, but also some of them, you know, they're emotionally driven. 1211 and Better were written. They were written in the same time period. So it was like my EP that I had put out with all of those songs on it called The World Is Mine. It was kind of telling a story of all of my different emotions from the beginning of that situation to the point of me really truly healing and letting it go and not allowing it to be something that sits on my mind. So they were all written really in the same time frame.
Yeah, that's great. That's what makes your music so different and so great. And a lot of artists out there also is when they talking about real life things that is going on in their life. And usually people don't see that. They just hear you and they love it. They hear your voice. They might be going through almost the same thing. They go like, wow, she wrote that song for me. That song is for me. You know, I go through it with a lot of artists, and I'll be going through it with you. Every time you put a song out, I'm going to say, wait a minute, is she going through something? Let me give her a call. Let me put her back on the radio. Let me see. Let's talk. And like I said, you're gonna be a real big future, and whoever gets their hands on you as management and whatever, they're gonna have it good, and they're gonna have a tough time. They're gonna have a real tough time, because I know you're gonna want to keep writing. You're gonna want to you sound like you love to write, you love to sing, you love to be in the studio, you know, and that's a great thing, you know. And you could always, any music that you got new, you could always call into For the Record Radio. You could send it to us. It's going to be played. Like I always tell everybody, we have a Tuesday night. You'll hear, if we have it, you can play it. No, you'll be played on different nights, on all different nights. Call us, don't hang up, call us. Just hold on, call us. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I lost you there for a second. Right. So we already we got the food situation out the way. We already got where you really would like to go on your shows. Now for 2024, do you have anything set up?
I do not have anything lined up for 2024 yet.
Okay, well, you
will. I have a couple
will.
Releases, but nothing performance-wise.
Okay, how many releases you have coming out for 2024?
I think 3 or 4 right now that are, you know, I've decided on, but I have quite a few songs in the vault. I'm just trying to figure out which order I want to put them in.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. I believe you're going to have more. You're just sitting on it right now.
Yeah, I
okay.
I plan to sometime in 2024. I do want to put out like another EP or an album. I want to put out like a full project.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. What about collabs? Do you have any collabs coming in?
I have a couple of collabs that I am working on, but nothing that's set in stone just yet.
Okay. What about any featurings or anything or any travels or will you travel?
I plan to travel. I just don't have those situations lined up just yet, but I do plan to fit that in my 2024 roster, because that's really something I've been aiming to do a lot more.
Right. Okay. Well, Diamond, we have a caller on the line. So we're going to take that caller. I believe that caller wants to speak to you and ask you a couple of questions. So we're going to take that caller right now, okay?
All right.
Hey, caller, what's your name, where are you from, and what you do?
I'm not really the question type. I'm not really the question type. I called more of a
name. That's my niece.
But y'all who don't know me, beautiful Red, the one and only female for the record radio. Girl, if you don't stop playing with yourself and think big, I can't cuss at you because I don't know you like that. Think big. You seen the meme. So think big. Think better. Don't never box yourself in with females. One thing you cannot do in a male-oriented world is limit yourself. So next time
right.
I ask you where you think you're going, you are the only limitation that you have, my dear. So do not be the one placing those limitations on yourself. If 2024, you ain't got nothing booked, make sure you follow up with me and guys so you can have something booked before 2024 follows. We're dropping your EP music. We should be some of the first people that you send it to so that they can be pushing you. Y'all know me, and
okay.
I don't know you, but I think you need to get to know me.
Okay. Hey, beautiful Red, let her know what you do here.
When what you are doing, you are a beautiful talent. You are a beautiful girl. But one thing that comes with this pretty privilege shit is a whole lot of hustle. You got to make them remember that you're not just a pretty face. So don't put no limits on yourself, okay, mama? But welcome
of
to Full Record Radio, y'all. I am the model known as Beautiful Red. Catch me on Sunday nights. Y'all know I am currently still taking a little break after me healing up a little bit. But you'll be catching me for my Christmas Eve special with Carlos Bratt. So make sure y'all, Carlito Black, y'all, my bad. Make sure y'all type in with me, Uncle Different, Gaza, Haiti, everybody, Diamond. I just called to say hi. I love your music, baby.
Hi.
Keep pushing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I ain't really the question type. I call you and ask my questions later on after you get off your interview.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the beautiful Red is gonna call you in for an interview for 2024. So people listen in, because that's gonna happen pretty soon for 2024. I know the beautiful Red is gonna call her back for an interview, just to interview her on her radio on her night on a Sunday night. And let me tell you, those are exciting nights.
Get some girl
for the beautiful Red. That's a whole different world. So all we need you all we're going to need is for you to accept the invitation to the Beautiful Red Show for 2024. We'll find a slot for you.
Of course, I accept. I'm looking forward to it.
Always. I look forward to speaking to you soon, baby. I love you, Uncle Different. Y'all have a good rest of your interview. I just wanted to call and tell
you.
You are your only limit. So do not place it on yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So right now we're gonna play another one of your songs. Okay? And
all right.
We're gonna end and I'll end up introducing the song at the end, because we passed the other one. I just blabbed it out. So I'll introduce the song at the end. All right, so we're going to go for it right now. Flock, spin that song.
I get my money. They want to. I got me. Yeah, yeah.
Monday.
The beat when you come around. I never want you to feel like that again. I know it's not simple, we can't just be friends. No. I'm moving like everything's alright. Home alone at the end of the night.
That's when I feel it.
The thought of you makes me crazy. I gotta go get my baby. I can't miss this chance again.
Just me and you, I'm waiting.
from me. I wanna show you life with all the finer things. I promise when I'm done, I'll make you proud of me. You light the fire inside of me. You're everywhere I wanna be. Let's take it slow, no rush this time. My heart, don't leave it.
Yeah, 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 you heard it here for the record radio. That's Diamond Denali, and that was Bulletproof. You know, that's one of my favorite. That was the first one I heard when I started finding out about you, Bulletproof. And that looks like you wrote that one with Better at the same time when you were going through what you were going through.
No, I actually just wrote that one. It was definitely at least 6 months down the line, almost a year actually, probably closer to a year, because Better, that came out last November.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but yeah, it's
and Bulletproof just came out in August.
Yeah,
because that's when it caught my eye that it was out in August. I couldn't remember the name of it, and I was like, man, that one just came out in August.
Yeah.
I got to remember that name. I love that song. And just like with Carlito Black, with Caution, with
mm-hmm.
you, it's Bulletproof, you know. So I'm like, you know, have Caution. I'm gonna be Bulletproof. I'm trying to mix them in, both of them together. Because it's two of my favorite songs. Two of my favorite songs is Caution and yours, of course, Bulletproof, you know. And I listen to it in my car the same way I listen to everybody else. And I have a beautiful system in the car, so when I blast it, everybody looks at me. And they're like, wow, okay, all right, look at him, he's boogieing in the car, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm listening to it, and I'm blasting the music. I'm blasting the music. That's why I pay for the system that I have in my car. So I'm able to play music like that, beautiful music. You can't, listen, you can't go wrong at all, okay? Just like the beautiful Red said, you know, take it all. Take it all. All. Don't leave no space for nobody to cut in front of you. Just take it all. They have plenty of time. They have plenty of time, just like you have plenty of time, and you've been pushing your music, you know, and we're going to push your music, and I know somebody else is going to push your music, and somebody else is going to push your music. Before you know, I'm out of the picture. They're like, hey, we're a little better than Uncle Different, but they could never be better than Uncle Different because I'm the world uncle, you know. One question that I have for you is, where did you come up with the name Diamond Denali?
So Diamond is my actual first name, and mm-hmm. Denali is my middle name.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you actually used, and you were born an artist. You were born an
yeah.
artist. This was already in the works. You were born to be an artist with a name like that. When I looked at it, I said, Diamond Denali, where would she get a name like that? you know. And well, you just explained it to the world. You just explained it to the world as your actual name. It's your actual name. You didn't have to change anything. You didn't have to add nothing. You didn't have to change anything. That's your actual name. And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. I watched your videos and everything. You do very well on your videos. And I don't know. I can't stop saying your voice is awesome. Yeah. I'm listening to it in the car, and I get lost. I get lost. I want to be somewhere upstate driving on one of those roads that never stop. I don't know if you know about the Bronx River Parkway. It starts off in the Bronx and ends up somewhere upstate.
Yeah.
You know, and that used to be one of my favorite parkways. I used to go on there and listen to music and just drive all the way through. So imagine me listening to your music and driving through through the parkway. I might end up all the way up there upstate where you live. Without even realizing it, just listening to the music, it gives you a sense of calm. You know, your music is a sense of calm and calm and peace. Even if you singing about something that really actually hurt you, and you just put the pain into the music and made something out of it, you might as well make something out of it if you're going through the pain.
Yeah,
am I right or wrong?
That's how I always do it. Anything that's on my mind, I just put a pen to paper, and that's how I get through it.
There you go. Well, keep that pen and that paper running. Keep that pen and that paper running
always.
Because you're doing great. I mean, I listened to all that I have, and I love it, and I know I'm going to love the rest of the music that you're going to be sending out and promoting. Like I said, every time you put one out, you got to send it to For the Record Radio so we're able to play it. So the whole world can listen to it, you know. Yeah. And you know, I don't know, have you been to Guyana?
No, that's really somewhere that I do want to go and visit, for sure.
Okay. And you should be able to go there and enjoy it. It's beautiful.
I've been talking about going to visit there so much.
You
funny,
never know.
When you asked me that question, I drew a blank.
And there you go. I took it out of you. That's one of the countries that you really would love to go to. I don't know if your family's from Georgetown.
Yeah, my dad, that's where he grew up before they moved to the United States.
Yeah, Georgetown is beautiful.
I
hope you go there and enjoy yourself and see what you're missing, you know. A lot of performers go there to perform. And, man, I would like to be there when you performing in Guyana and see how crazy the people will go with your music and your voice, you know.
Because
your voice is unforgettable.
Thank you.
Your voice is going to be unforgettable. Everywhere, you're going to have people singing without the melody, and then it's going to come straight from the top of their head. They're going to be like, na-na. Even if they don't know the words, they're going to go with it. Da-da-da-da. And they're going to remember you because your voice, I can't stop saying it, your voice is awesome. It's great.
Thank you.
You know, and I wish you the very, very best when you're out there doing your thing. Want you to keep, safe, because when you travel to these countries, they're going to hurt you, but they like to rush you because they want autographs. They want autographs. They want pictures, you know, especially if they love the way you are. Especially, it's funny, the women will go crazy, you know, over your music. It's not really much of the men going nuts, you know, but the women, because of what you're singing about, there's a lot of women in this world that go through a lot of things. And the music that you sing, they can relate. They can relate to it. You know? I mean, my wife is one that she'll sit down there and blast the music in the house. And if your song is playing, she'll be singing like she's you. And then I got to send her to the shower, you know, because I don't want to hear her singing, you know what I'm saying? So I hope she's not listening, because I'll be in trouble when I get home. But We're going to play one more song of yours, okay?
All right.
And when we play that song, we're going to talk a little bit about that song right there because I want to know more about it, okay?
All right.
So, Flock, spin that.
Let me talk my shit. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not faking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act.
Okay.
You looking for clout for the moment. I've been on the grind, staying focused. Saying you down, but that's capping, I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses. First things first, this one goes out to the ladies. The ones who in my face that say they love me, but they hate me. The ones who make their rounds on my social media daily. They just itching for a clue. Things are great, thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Face card never declined, so I'm good when I walk in a room. Never exposing my hand, I just stack and I let them assume. I'm really running it up, like flash, my pockets on Zoom. I'm working my way to the top, don't miss it, better get in tune. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not faking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act. You looking for clout for the moment, I've been on the grind, staying focused. Seeing you down, but the captain I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses. Never had a thing, I had to get this from the mud. Every day making news, I know you probably peep the buzz. Moving real different now, ain't too many that I can trust. Cause I know a few motherfuckers said they wasn't when they was. Now they see me on the town, now they never see me round. Now they see dissing on that weak shit, all these bubble niggas clown. Exes stay in my DMs, got them feeding for a text back. I be really cutting up, rolling, smoking on my ex-pack. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not faking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act. You looking for clout for the moment, I've been on the grind, staying focused. Saying you down, but the captain I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses. Not about to wait for my flowers and roses. Nah.
Oh yeah, listeners, you're hearing it here. Diamond Denali, Roses. She is awesome. Okay? Hey, Diamond, why don't you tell the world your social media, okay, and all your major platforms?
All right. So you can find me on all social media and all major platforms under Diamond Denali. That's DIAMOND. DNALI.
All right, and that's on all social media is the same.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. You keep it simple. Keep it simple so people can follow you.
Yeah.
Roses. That song, Roses, okay, now that was more of a rap song.
Hello?
Am I correct? That's more like a rap song.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Yeah, that's more like a rap song, correct?
Yeah.
And what was you feeling at that particular time when you were writing that one?
I had a couple little situations with family, friends, falling off, you know. Had a couple of people that were close to me that did me wrong. So I kind of just wrote the song just to, you know, talk my shit a little bit, because a lot of the time I really, you know, I try to be the bigger person, and I'm always the bigger person, but, you know, I felt like it was my turn to speak on things.
Mm. That's what makes it so big about you, so special, is that you pour out your feelings on paper, and then you go to the studio and you perform it. And it always comes out great. And you know why? Because it's real life. It's real life.
Yeah.
When an artist puts out real life in their music, it gives it life. And people get
yeah.
to, people like me, like myself, will enjoy it. because we could say, hey, we could relate to that. This music is real. This is coming from the heart. This is coming from the chi, which is actually down at the bottom of your stomach. This is where it's coming from, you know.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. It's great. I mean, I love every moment of it. Every moment of it. I never wanted to be a radio host. And let me tell you, I'm like the happiest man right now. An hour every Saturday to interview you artists that love your music. I love music. I love music. I've been asked for a long time, and I said no. And now I'm loving every minute of it, especially with the interviews. You know, so that is great. I mean, you are a great artist. I'm gonna hear more about you. I'm gonna play that song again and again and again, Bulletproof, again and again until I never get tired, because I won't get tired. Everybody else around me will get tired, you know. But you've been a beautiful interview, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
And one more thing I want to ask you. I mean, if you ever need a road manager to roll with you, you can give me a call. You can call Flock Gaza. You can give me a call. I do road managing work. I have my own security team also. So if you ever need security in your walk, just call me up. We'll work it out. We'll make it happen. You know, we can even make a song out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but I do a lot of road managing. If you ever need one, just call me. I'm here, and I'm willing to take that trip with you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that, and trust me, I will be doing that.
Yep. I've been in all four corners of the world. There's nowhere I haven't been yet, and I do a pretty good job. I do an awesome job. Let me not just say I do a pretty good job. I do an awesome job as a road manager. So, and as your security chief, my guys are very professional. They go out, they come back. They love going out with me. Road managing and security is it's my thing. Like music is yours, that's mine. You know, I travel. I love what I do. I'm very serious with what I do. But this is about you. I'm talking about me right now, but this is about you. But if you ever need a road manager, I'll be available. You could always call on me. You could always count on me. Okay?
I appreciate that. I will definitely be keeping that in mind for when I do get some stuff lined up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end this show with Bulletproof. Okay? That's what I'm going to end the show with. But it was awesome having you here. It was awesome interviewing you. And if Beautiful Red interviews you, I'm going to call into her show. I'm going to cut in, and I'm going to talk my stuff. So I'm able to hear your voice again. Like I said, you are awesome. Now, listeners.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listeners, this is your world uncle, Uncle Different. And that was Diamond Denali. You're going to hear a whole lot about her in the year to come. And let me tell you, we're going to hear her on 24, 25, 26, 27. Then I'm going to call into the show and tell you where I'm at with her. And this is your world uncle. And I'm out.
Healing. You don't have to leave right now. Baby, come. come get the real thing. I know how to shut it down.
For your
I know how to shut it down.
Baby, why you gotta stand off? I wanna understand your real talk.
Acting like I'm just a girl off the block. When I know just who I am, I let you know if you forgot.
I didn't wanna leave, but I took a step back. Thinking up late at night, like I hope we get back.
And here I am in the midst of it all. Said I was gone, but I'm there when you call.
Baby, come, can you feel me? You got me hooked to this feeling.
Tried to be the one for you. It's obvious you didn't want me to. So what am I supposed to do? Just sit around and be your bitch. I didn't say I had to have the best, but damn, you failed like every single test. You got a way of being like the rest. This is it. I guess it didn't work out. You're gonna be really hurt now. I took my love and clock. What you get, I guess you really gotta step up. I hope you're happy with the next one. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. I gave my love, you couldn't take it. You better miss me with that fake shit. Baby, you deserve better. Baby, you deserve better. You deserve better.
Spent well, I gave my money. They want to. I got me. Yeah, yeah.
Monday.
Well, I gave my money. They want to. I got me.
The beat when you come around.
I never want you to feel like that again. I know it's not simple, we can't just be friends.
No.
I'm moving like everything's alright.
Yeah.
Home alone at the end of the night.
That's when I feel it.
The thought of you makes me crazy. I gotta go get my baby. I can't miss this chance again.
Run it up.
Daniel on the track, bro.
I'm just ready to hide.
talk my shit. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not faking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act.
Okay.
You looking for clout for the moment. I've been on the grind, staying focused. Seeing you down, but that's happening, I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses. First things first, this one goes out to the ladies. The ones who in my face that say they love me, but they hate me. The ones who make their rounds on my social media daily. They just itching for a clue. Things are great, thank you, baby. Face card never declined, so I'm good when I walk in a room. Never exposing my hand, I just stack and I let them assume. I'm really running it up like glass, my pockets on tune. I'm working my way to the top, don't miss it, better get in tune. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not shaking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act. You looking for clout for the moment. I've been on the grind, staying focused. Seeing you down, but the captain I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses. Never had a thing, I had to get this from the mud. Every day making news, I know you probably peep the buzz.
I know
moving real different now, ain't too many that I can trust. Cause I know a few motherfuckers said they wasn't when they was. Now they see me on the town, now they never see me round. Now they see sitting on that weak shit, all these bubble niggas clowns. Exes stay in my DMs, got them feeding for a text back. I be really cutting up, rolling, smoking on my ex-pack. All these bitches be mad, cause I'm getting money, I get to the bag. And no, I'm not faking my ass, but these niggas still on me, I know how to act. You looking for clout for the moment, I've been on the grind, staying focused. Seeing you down, but the captain I noticed. Now I'm about to wait for my flowers and roses.
You know the vibes, Pops. I'm coming here to talk to you. And since I can't do it face to face, I'm doing it in a track. You died when I was 3, and I'm still standing 28 years later. Consider this a letter to you. What's good, Pops? I think it's time for a convo. Emotions going crazy, I think it's cause of this bottle. Left me in this cold world alone to deal with these problems. I really need to vent, but there's not a way I can call you. Killed when I was 3, I still remember the casket. For 28 years in my mind, I carry the baggage. Became angry, Pops, and son, what of a savage. Instead of making me a man, you made me a bastard. For years, Pops, I kept these thoughts to myself. No help at all, granny and mommy raised me by theyself. Saw a doctor as a kid and talk about me and my pain. Wasn't even around, but I still followed in your ways. I feel the way every time somebody called me Little Wayne. If you stayed around, I bet, Pops, I wouldn't feel the same. I feel the way every time somebody called me Little Wayne. If you stayed around, I bet, Pops, I wouldn't feel the same. One of the times I played football, my first freestyle, my first scrape, everything like that. You wasn't around, but I had to deal with it. Not saying I didn't handle it. Not saying it didn't hurt not having you around, but hopefully you looking down, you proud of me. Not a better you, I wanna be a better me. Hurting knowing I made kids, you would never see the streets, Pops. Tell me why you couldn't let them be. Died in the streets, Pops, why couldn't you live for me? No history, you left me with one memory. Got me in my feelings and maybe it's just a tendency. I'ma keep it real, no lie, you left me ruined. Advice that you could've provided, I could've used it. Childhood, 10 years, you wasn't around. Can't deny you smallest things, let me know I'm your child. I'm your cub, Pops, why you leave me lost in the wild? Instead of right, mess around and ended in the wrong crowd. Childhood of 10 years, you wasn't even around. Can't deny you smallest things, let me know I'm your child. I'm your cub, Pops, why you leave me lost in the wild? Instead of right, mess around and ended in the wrong crowd. I feel the way every time somebody call me Little Wayne. If you stayed around, I bet, Pops, I wouldn't feel the same. I feel the way every time somebody call me Little Wayne. If you stayed around, I bet, Pops, I wouldn't feel the same. I feel the way every time somebody call me Little Wayne. I feel the way every time somebody call me Little Wayne.
Yo, this is Ninninach. All right, now you're listening to Uncle Different on For The Record Radio. You think we come to play, yo? Yeah?